mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're talking to Jimmy Walter. He's bought over $1.5 million in big newspaper magazine ads exposing the fraud of Iraq and now of 9/11. And I know we got loaded phone lines, and I want to go to more of you, but this is our last segment with him. We've got a lawyer for a man who was SWAT teamed at the wrong house and beat up coming on, just to illustrate the police state in America. Jimmy, you know, you've been involved in just all different types of programs, helping people get off welfare, you know, exposing the phony drug war, exposing the phony war in Iraq. You also, I guess following in the line of your family as builders, are a big consultant and have come up with a lot of different strategies for cities that are truly livable, not in the whole UN line of sustainability, but in city designs that are very interesting. I'm interested in that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, for instance, right now the power companies throw away half of the energy that they consume. It's a limit of the laws of thermodynamics in getting electricity.
They lose half the power in the transmission of it down power lines.
Well, no, it has to do with the entrance and exit temperature of a heat engine. But that heat that they throw away is hot enough to heat your home and heat your hot water, which is 60% of your power bill. So instead of throwing that energy away, in effect having to build cooling towers and pipe it and cool it down to the atmosphere and heating up the environment needlessly, they could use that same heat to get rid of 60% of your power bill. Now, for any city, you're going to have glass. Well, glass is not a heat-absorbing process. It's merely a critical temperature. You have to get it to a temperature where it melts. And then you have to get rid of all the heat. Well, instead of just throwing that heat away to the atmosphere and heating causing more global warming, you pipe that heat to the electric plant. Now, the electric plant gets its heat for free. So now, the heat that you were throwing away before is powering your electric plant and heating your city and its hot water.
So you're looking at all the places where power is lost.
What you're saying is that you wouldn't buy a car that was engineered over time by people who happened to be wandering by and took an interest. And it's the same thing with a city. You want to design the city as a whole so its energy and transportation systems and communication systems all work very well together and very efficiently.
That's incredible. And you've got quite a team assembled. I was reading over this. Can folks learn more about that at walden3.org?
Yeah, please do. We're currently consulting with an architect who is designing a city for 350,000 people in China. And I'm working on a way to convert our prisons into utopias for prisoners. Now, of course, that's a stretch, but make their lives a lot better and eliminate the problem we have with them.
Now, again, I've actually read a lot of books and studies on this. When you're mean to prisoners, you actually make them worse, and it actually costs more money by making the prisons better. Just give me a quick example.
Well, look at it this way. If you take one malcontent, lock him in a room with three other malcontents for 8 years where they do nothing but sit around and sulk and plan how to get even, how is that going to rehabilitate anybody? You have to have a real plan. And what we did is we motivated them, got them to believe they could succeed, then showed them how to succeed, how to take a worthwhile, realistic goal, break it down into doable steps. That first job flipping burgers at Burger King is not the end of your life. That's where you get the money to go to night school and you get the job record so that when you go for the job you want, the guy wants to hire you.
Yeah, but the globalists don't want that. They want to keep crime expanding and going so they can own the private prisons.
Prison industrial, judicial, police, and treatment complex that is all feeding on these people
all
day
right.
after day.
Jimmy, do you want me to call you on your cell phone right now?
Call me on the same one, on the landline if you can.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jimmy. Take care. Thanks for being with us. Great job. All right, we'll be back with our next guest and your call. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, my friends, thank you for having us today in your living rooms, in your cars, in your businesses. All of you out there listening, God bless you. Very interesting character, Jimmy Walters, on with us in the last hour. Now we're going to be talking to attorney Thomas Meeks of Knoxville, Tennessee. We've got an affiliate outside Knoxville, WBCR, Harry Grothjohn doing a great job, about the raid on his client's home. We have a related article on InfoWars.com about this. Mass SWAT team storms wrong home, beats up 50-year-old liver transplant patient. Every week I see an article where they raid the wrong house, beat up an old lady, shoot an old woman, shoot a young man, and then nothing happens to them. And SWAT teams are very dangerous, folks. I'm not saying we shouldn't have some SWAT teams in big cities or special teams for certain situations. But to have small towns with them, you know, where you got 5 deputies and they're all on a SWAT team and they all dress up like commandos and go out and raid houses on the weekend looking for drugs and then come in with loaded guns and shoot their own officers, shoot innocent people. It's an us-against-them mentality. They're militarized. And I've been around a lot of these people. A lot of them are just gung-ho psychopaths that like to kill. I'm not saying all of them are. And this story is just incredible. So going to attorney Thomas Meeks. Sir, it's good to have you on with us. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, but I need to make a correction. This occurred in Clarksville, Tennessee, which is just 10 miles outside of Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Okay, well, good. I can blame my producer because I have the news article here, and it says Knoxville, Tennessee, and I apologize.
That's all right.
Let me just dig the article out here. I read this article on air a couple of weeks ago when it first came out. What was it, 2 weeks ago?
It occurred on September the 10th. Yes, sir.
Okay, but I saw it in the news a couple of weeks ago. Well, let's just go over what happened.
Well, basically, James Everett Elliott, who was a Vietnam veteran, and his girlfriend, Teresa Gleiler, were in their apartment watching the first Friday night football game, closed caption because the man could not hear. The police department was outside. These black-masked, jackboot-wearing, goose-stepping, Gestapo-style Nazis, all wearing black masks, black shirts, black pants, no insignia. After beating on the door, the man couldn't hear because he didn't have his hearing aids in. He was totally deaf without hearing aids. Got up because of the sound vibration. Went to the rear area of the house, got his girlfriend. She had just come to the doctor having her arm fractured, being repaired. She went to the door. When she got to the door, it burst open. They knocked her down, threw a laser sighted gun in her face, told her not to move. They'd kill her. Bum rushed him, knocking him down, stomping him. 2 months earlier, he had a liver transplant, and then placed handcuffs on him and picked him up like he was a suitcase, all under the guise of searching a house. Had they just opened their eyes and looked to the left, 35 feet to the left was the house they should have searched. But in their lust to rush someone and batter down a house, they just went to the first house that said B and stormed in and assaulted my clients.
You know, I wonder how they would like masked men coming in and stomping on them and jumping on their backs. And actually, I do have the news article here in front of me. This is the Clarksville Leaf Chronicle. Masked SWAT team storms wrong home, beats up 50-year-old liver transplant patient. It says Clarksville Police Chief Mark Smith said he will offer two residents a written apology for officers mistakenly raiding the home Friday night.
Surprisingly, since he's talked to his attorneys, he's now declined to issue the written apology. It didn't surprise me, but...
That's right. Well, the SWAT team's in here saying they're not sorry, and they did what they were supposed to protect themselves from this evil Vietnam veteran who had to be stomped on.
He had a grape-sized bruise on his backside right above where his kidneys at, exactly where the liver was at. And fortunately, we've got him to the doctor, and fortunately, we don't believe that's going to... long-term effect his liver. But
so now they won't even apologize?
No, will not apologize. In fact, they've come out and said, the chief said his police have done nothing wrong. And
so
that's the problem here, and I think you've commented earlier. A lot of towns in America, not just the largest towns, have adopted a policy to equip a portion of their police department and call them a SWAT team, but they don't invest the time or energy to properly train them. All they do is just point, and they run into a house and assault and seize the citizens of America. And, of course, they don't even understand, much less realize we got a Constitution. The Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution prohibits it. And certainly in Tennessee, we've got a more stringent Constitution that prohibits it. But they just seemingly don't care.
Well, every week I see an article where a SWAT team goes to the wrong house and shoots somebody or somebody has a heart attack. Every few months I read articles where they shoot their own officers, you know, in the back with a shotgun or an
right.
MP5.
Right.
And more often than not, I've seen a bunch of articles where they later get caught trying to frame the person they raided with shooting them, and then later it comes out that they did it. So not only do you get beat up at the wrong house, when they shoot their own officers, you get framed for shooting the cop.
Well, here's what really, really, really aggravates the people here in Clarksville is that in Tennessee, like most sister states, the affiant who goes and gets the search warrant is supposed to have personal knowledge of what he states to that magistrate or judge in order to get the search warrant, i.e. that he's been to the home. And had they properly, had the affiant been there and taken the goon squad, they went to the right home. But whatever he told that magistrate could not be true because he did not go to the right home. Either he was lying to the magistrate.
Well, they admit here in the Clarksville Leaf Chronicle that it was an informant. Well, most of the time these informants are drug addict thieves themselves, and They just routinely point out the wrong house.
Well, see, they take that information. The affiant does, who's normally a police officer. He goes to the magistrate and tells the magistrate he's been to the home. He knows it's the right home. But in this instance, he couldn't have, because had he been with the goon squad, he'd have taken to the right home. These guys just rushed in with a piece of paper. And how do you justify knocking a lady down with a fractured arm? How do you justify throwing a rifle in her face with a laser sight between her eyes saying, "Don't move, I'll kill you"? How can you justify knocking a deaf man down, screaming at him, and then stomping him, and then putting handcuffs on him and picking him up, and then say you're not sorry, that you're not that you did the proper procedure? It's just a tragedy. And it is a trend that's going around America. These police departments just give guns and power to people, and they don't train them. And we need to put some checks and balances to this.
Well, we do. Were you guys going to sue if they apologized?
Realistically, we have to explore all avenues of what they were going to do. They've not even paid for the doctor bills.
But I would imagine that this will make it a lot more probable that you're going to sue them now. I mean, this is that you've got to sue these people.
Well, obviously it's up to my clients, but certainly that is being contemplated. And fortunately, since they use the color of law, they violated our Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution, which any lawyer will tell you, Title 42, the 1983 Act, certainly gives us the right to take the state of, the city of Clarksville, state of Tennessee, into federal court.
Now explain how they did this color of law.
Well, any time that a police department comes into a home, saying they represent the city police or the state of police, that's color of law. And when they search an area under the color of law, and if they have no legal right to do it, as in this instance, they violate the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. And when they put their hands on you, they're seizing you. And that, again, justifies or empowers that person to seek redress from the federal courts. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take it to federal court, because state courts are more reluctant to award anyone a fair-sized settlement or compensation for the horrendous and egregious acts of having rifles stuck in your face. You make a move, we're going to kill you, and then pounding on you when you just had a liver transplant.
So, and again, we're human beings. We have rights. Police, you wouldn't like your family to be treated like this.
Exactly, but that just goes on deaf ears, because unfortunately, it appears here in Clarksville, they're just looking for excuses instead of reasons. Had they got the chief of police, had he done what he said, met with us, told us how this mistake was made, that they're sorry and they're going to redress it or address it, certainly my class would have been more favorable.
Well, there's other ways to deal with this. You can go. I'd go to the council and call for this police chief to be fired, and I'd put political pressure on him in the community.
Well, that's one avenue, but we're still waiting. It's been about 3 weeks. We're still waiting for that written apology, and we're still waiting for the report. If you in that article, the police chief stated he had read a preliminary report from the agents that raided us. We just asked for a complimentary copy to find out if they were trying to make up excuses, make up manufactured reasons why they acted like the Gestapo. And I'm being very sincere about this. The wearing apparel they had on is just exactly like, if you turn on Fox News today, you'll see these heinous gunmen standing in front of their kidnapped captives, black mask, black pants, black shirt. That's exactly what this police department has, with no insignia.
We got one that can see, to use a line from the movie They Live. Exactly. We were all brought up that terrorists wear black masks and don't wear insignia, but now we're told bad guys wear it, but also good guys wear it.
Well,
you know, Russia 50 years ago had their secret police wearing black masks.
Absolutely. The black shirt. I'm sure some of your listeners had to go through the horror of World War II and recall those black-shirted Nazis. Well, at least they had the swastika. These people didn't have anything except, and I'll give them credit for this, they had a laser-sighted rifle that they brandished and were so willing to use in butting you with them and then stomping you with their jackboots.
Well, it's enjoyable to stomp on a man who's deaf, a Vietnam veteran with a liver transplant. He has to be shown who the boss is. We'll be right back, sir. Stay with us. Hello. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Hello, my friends. We're back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. Fred and Ron and many others that have been holding for eons. We'll get to you in the next segment with a bunch of other news. But right now, we're just giving you a case point example in a rural area, the Clarksville, Tennessee. Clarksville police apologized for raiding wrong home, and it was the home next door they were supposed to raid looking for the drugs. Meanwhile, the pharmaceutical companies push drugs even more deadly on your children. But we got to raid your house because you might have some illegal drugs. We can put you in one of our private prisons that the drug dealers happen to own, by the way. But let's just ignore all that. That's just the facts. We've got Attorney Thomas Meeks, who I'm very impressed with. He's right. This is Gestapo, secret police, running around stomping veterans who are deaf and have liver transplants while throwing their, woman around. Just amazing, and then won't even apologize. Have you had a chance to go in and talk to any of these police face-to-face?
Oh, no, Alex. Let's be frank about this. They're not going to talk to me. They want to bring their internal affairs and go talk to my clients, and I'm not about to fall for that trickery.
But yeah, get some dirt on your clients and try to intimidate them.
Exactly. But what I'd like to bring to attention is the fact that, you know, when you use deadly weapons and you're going to go into a person's home, you would think that a person who's in charge would you exercise or employ every tactic imaginable to make sure that's the right house. The suspect they were looking for was 20 years old, tall, thin, and a little less than 6 foot. Certainly Miss Geiler didn't fit that description, she being 55 years old with a broken arm. And James Elliott, who's 5'10", weighs about 230, and didn't fit that description, being of that age. Why they had to employ such tactics, it should be frightening to every citizen of America, because the words were employed over 200 years ago that we would be secure in our homes. That wasn't my word. That was the forefathers. And these jackboot-wearing, goose-stepping Nazis don't give a damn. And it's going to happen to you or someone else until we put an end to it.
Hey, I've been to the houses where in Austin, where it's the wrong house, or they're looking for marijuana, and there's a Labrador Retriever who never even got up from its dog bed. They come in the back door into the kitchen. The lab looks up, and they shoot it 5 times, and its brains and guts are all over the walls, and then a bullet's lodged over the baby crib in the next room. And then the SWAT team brags, our team leader's on dog-killing detail. I've seen articles where small terriers are machine-gunned. Well, that dog wasn't secured. I mean, I don't want him coming in my house killing my chihuahuas.
If he was a resident of Clarksville, you would see that, because the police department just killed less than a year ago a dog that would made Toto look like a dinosaur and killed it just because it looked at him. The chief gets on the press conference TV and states that these police in 28 years have never made a mistake like this. The head of the Veterans Administration for the Clarksville branch was a victim of a Gestapo raid. Well, they tore his door off and left a note: sorry, we hit the wrong house. So yes, there's going to be another day, and yes, someone's going to have to make some answers when the right question is.
Well, what's going to happen when one of these freaks trips, shoots the cop in the back? This happens all the time. And then that guy pulls the trigger on the shotgun and blows the 5-year-old's head off that was in front of him.
Well,
because that's what they do. One of them trips, hits the other one, he freaks out,
right,
pulls the trigger.
Well, in our sister,
and then they're so dumb it gets caught on their radios. Here, let's frame the guy. Let's frame him.
In our sister county, tragically, 18 months ago, they did the same thing they did to Mr. Elliott and Ms. Geiler. Broke into the home, but it was a black elderly man. He got up to protest, and they blowed his head off. So, and it's just not Tennessee. It's just when you put guns and you want these police officers to act like a SWAT team, you should at least be willing to invest the time to train them and make sure they have proper leadership. Just don't put a gun in a person's hand and say, you're a specialist, because someone's going to get hurt. And America needs to wake up and understand it ain't someone in another land. It's someone here that is going to violate.
Well, this is the type
of
stuff Saddam did. He had big squads of goons going around doing this.
Well, you got the paper in your hand, you see. Well, the police chief says the police didn't do no wrong. That's the mentality of these organizations. They do no wrong.
See, right there where you're at, they're blowing old black men's heads off.
Exactly.
The wrong house. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I don't know why it is, but usually the people they kill, it's usually a child or an elderly person. I see these articles all the time. Anything else you want to add, sir?
No, sir, except that...
Tell you what, stay there. We'll do a few more minutes on the other side. I got a few more questions.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The media, the movies, the TV shows, they act like these SWAT team people are like Superman or something. They glorify it. And every town out there now has, that I know of, has formed one of these, and they just go around raiding people. On fishing expeditions, you name it, they get to seize your farm, your ranch, your cars, whatever. They all get rich off of it, basically. And then they go around blowing their own cops' heads off, blowing old ladies' heads off, blowing little kids' heads off, shooting your dog. Doesn't even get out of its dog bed, the evil, you know, terrier or Labrador retriever, running up to them, wagging their tail. And this isn't what America's supposed to be about, is it, Mr. Meeks, attorney for the man in Tennessee, 50-year-old Vietnam veteran with a liver transplant, who got raided by these people at the wrong house, didn't even match the description.
Our forefathers drafted a constitution that was specifically designed to prevent and preclude and protect citizens of the conduct that's going on right now and being perpetrated by these group of Nazis that call themselves a SWAT team. And America has to wake up or they'll be in your bedroom door someday.
Well,
and I don't want to sound like a right-wing extremist, but it's true.
It's
occurring too often.
Well, look, the left wing will call you right wing, and the right wing will call you left wing, but there was an article a few years ago in Texas where the police threw a flashbang, we don't know it was on accident, it probably was, in a baby's crib, a newborn baby. It got third-degree burns over half its body, and barely survived, and they didn't even apologize for that. I mean, they literally threw it onto the baby, folks, and it blew up on the baby. And I see these stories, and they don't even apologize when they do it.
In this instance, they said they would, but they've retracted for fear that that would be a admission of their guilt. But, my God, their own actions certainly clearly evidence that they were wrong in what they did. And by showing no repentance, certainly strengthens my client's resolve to seek some compensation.
Or the state can just declare that they're God now and that we don't have any rights.
Well, that's why we have federal court. We can go past the state and go to the federal judiciary and seek an enforcement under our Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches and, in this case, seizures when they pound you to the ground and stomp you.
Well, we had illegal drugs in the 1950s and 60s and 70s. We didn't have SWAT teams like this. Why do we have them now?
All I can tell you is that it's just a trend. It looks like it's not going to stop, and that all little cities want to act like big cities. And until the administrations or administrators of those cities or governments recognize that putting a gun in a person's hand is not the right thing, you've got to have training. It takes training. And without training, you're just letting loose essentially a vigilante group, a mob, under the guise of state authority. And someone's going to get hurt.
How did this affect your client? I mean, when you talk to him, how is he handling this?
Well, both Ms. Geiger as well as Mr. Elliott, are when they hear a car backfire, it scares them to death. They went and put latches on their doors. They're experiencing restless nights for fear someone else is going to be coming in. And it's not been a very comfortable month for these people.
I think they should go before the city council and tell their story and demand the council do something.
Tragically, it appears that the manufacturing of excuses is being generated from the city government, and I'm afraid we'll just be stonewalled. But, again, I'm waiting for a written apology. If I don't get the written apology, that evidences me that to bypass any type of resolution locally, and we'll have to go forward in the federal judiciary.
What's the coverage been like in the local media?
Very extensive, to be frank with you. Of course, we're 45 miles north of Nashville, and all the local radio as well as the TV stations have covered this, and they're waiting for any developments. Hopefully, they'll all be positive about Mr. Elliott's liver. It doesn't be rejected too early. He takes those medicines that keep his body from rejecting the liver.
Are the talk show hosts on your side, or are they making excuses too?
I haven't heard one person say anything advantageous or for the city government except the chief of police.
Well, let me give people an example of this. I was talking to a friend the other day who was at a high school working there, a big high school here in town. And on September 11th, they had a tribute at the sports stadium for the high school with all the parents and people there. And when the firefighters came out and did a tribute, everybody was crying. Oh, you're so great. Then the police came out and did a tribute, and people started booing them. Now, I don't hate police, but I think, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. You're not selling anybody on what you're up to.
Well, it's just the lack of training is what I think it's boiling down to. They're willing to put out the dollar for the squad cars. They're willing to put out the dollars for the guns, et cetera. But they do not take the time to properly train. And without proper training, you're just inviting chaos.
Well, yeah, they'll take even small towns, and the Army will give them armored vehicles and machine guns. But it's not just proper training. The L.A. SWAT team, 2 years ago, a cop had been kicked off the force. I was involved in some type of corruption, and it was a big house in a nice neighborhood. It was the L.A. County SWAT team. They came in with two APCs. This was in the L.A. Times, photos of it, too, and shot one of their own cops, shot two innocent citizens in their homes, went nuts, and there's photos of them sweeping M16s into about 10 houses. They just went into a mad psychopathic break and began machine-gunning the houses. The house blew up and caught on fire and burned the former cop up inside. But the point is that's just psychopathic rampaging.
Well, clearly evidence what I'm saying. It starts with the leadership.
But I've got to ask people, how do you pull up, these were heavy APCs, by the way, big APCs with M60s mounted on them, and start strafing a hole when they knew the house the guy was held up in, they went nuts and just started shooting everybody, including a cop that was there. A cop that responded.
Being beside the home of the 101st, all I can tell you, being a military background, is that it starts with your leadership, and if you don't have the proper leadership, your enlisted people, your men below you, are going to be out of control, and that's what apparently happened.
So, in your military background, did you? I was going to say that it sounds like you've got a military background, just the nomenclature you're using. So, you've heard and seen this happen before in the military. If you don't have proper leadership, people go nuts and just start waving machine guns.
Sure, your veterans will tell you it happens. It does happen, and your leadership has to take control. I'm from the Vietnam veteran area, and of course, Lieutenant Kelly, he was the guinea pig, but Medina and all the others above him, they got off, but it's leadership. If you don't provide the proper leadership, the ground troops are going to act uncontrollable, and they're going to do things that they normally wouldn't do. So it starts from the top.
But in the military, when the troops act uncontrollable, it seems like there's actually more control and discipline than in our own police force.
Well, and that's true because our military does attempt to train our troops and does have proper procedures for training officers. Unfortunately, in small towns, it's the good old boys that get promoted to being from fetching donuts to eating donuts and drinking coffee, and then they are in control with no experience, with no training. Their IQs are questionable, and yet they're controlling younger men with the jack boots and with the rifles, and you have chaos. And this is applicable not only in Tennessee, but in all our other states.
Wow, this is
south of Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, it's everywhere. I mean, I don't look for these articles, and about every 2 weeks I see an article where they shot some old lady at the wrong house, mm-hmm. or go in the right house and nobody's home, but mama and the 5-year-old. They kill the 5-year-old, and then they don't even cry or apologize. I mean, I don't know how you blow kids away and then don't get in trouble. I mean, these are children. What happened when they blew the old black man's head off at the wrong house?
Well, of course, they made the excuse that they had a search warrant, but they went to the wrong house, and of course they settled that and had it sealed. They did settle that case, and of course the settlement was sealed, which means no one can publicize what they had to pay, but you know, they paid the debt. They're off and doing their thing.
And they just raise our taxes to pay it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, why can't we hold them personally accountable? I see cops get held accountable all the time personally, but then they'll tell you, oh, you can't hold us personally accountable.
Well, there's a thing called the Governmental Tort Liability Act. I'm sure each state has one. And, of course, they're trying to, the inferences that they're going to try and hide behind that, but they don't recognize that we can read, too, and whenever you act under the color of state, we can always go to our Fourth Amendment and take them up to the federal court, and that's where the redress is going to be sought.
And the point here is, if a cop goes out and rapes a woman, and cops are just people too, it's a cross-section of society, and then you give a cross-section unlimited power, you're going to have abuses, bad abuses. If a cop goes out and rapes a woman, he can't claim immunity, folks. You do not have immunity. I don't care how much your bosses tell you, if you commit a crime, you do not have an immunity.
That's true.
All right. Well, amazing interview, Thomas Meeks. And you're there in Clarksville, Tennessee. And we've got several of these mainstream news articles posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com concerning this. Thank you so much for coming on, Mr. Meeks.
Well, Alex, it's very nice talking to you. And I wish your people out here listening to you will recognize this could happen in your town, too. It's frightening until city administrators take the time to invest the resources in making sure the leadership and the people in charge know what they're doing.
Listen, I have a great aunt, my grandfather's sister, who she's still alive. They live in a very upscale area of Houston, and their older grown-up daughter was at home, and the SWAT team got called for a neighbor, and they went to the wrong house, and she saw men running in black masks and screamed, and they blew her guts out. They killed her. I have friends, I mean, you know, middle-class folks, where they raid their house and go, we know you've got the cocaine, and they start tearing walls out, screaming at them, and when nothing's found, they cuss at them and leave.
That's one other point I want to bring up. When they kept screaming at Mr. Elliott, who was deaf, and took Miss Geyer, who had the arm in a sling, saying he can't hear, he's deaf, and then the leader of the group looked over and says, well, who is he? And when she said, it's James Elliott, it then dawned on, a light went off in his head. He just dropped his head and walked out the door without calling his goon squad off. And Mr. Elliott had to lay on that floor for 30 more minutes with those gut-wrench tightening handcuffs around his wrist without anybody apologizing, without anybody saying anything.
Well, that's what they do. Is usually when they do this, they then dug around for something illegal. And folks, we've seen this in the newspaper. They'll go find, let's say, some Vicodin from when you had a toothache that opened up in the drawer, rolling around. If those Vicodin aren't in the pill bottle, they come back in and charge you with having a prescription drug illegally. Or if a cop, for God forbid, gets shot, you're getting framed, folks. And, I mean, I've seen too many cases of this, sir.
Well, you're going to get an excuse or reply from them that it was not their fault, that they were doing what they were trying to do. And sadly, it's happened here in Clarksville. It's going to happen elsewhere until America wakes up and makes their city leaders more responsible.
And as you just said, in your town, you've had prominent people getting raided.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, see, that's what's going to backfire on this whole globalist system, is that it is abusing so many people. I know a lot of cops, again, whose daughter, this is a case example I use, I know an older cop whose daughter was in Florida, and got pulled over drinking, and the cops just said, come over here and get in the squad car and service me orally, and you're going to be just fine. And she did it, and then this guy I talked to is just violently mad. Well, what do you think? When you don't go after bad cops on your force, it's going to come back on you and your family. And that's the thing. The bad ones aren't being prosecuted, and so bad people are now gravitating towards law enforcement.
Well, of course, I'm not old enough, but before World War II, the German people were apathetic and let the Nazis storm in. And I hope that's not a trend that's going to follow here in America, and where people are apathetic and let our rights just keep being taken away.
You're an interesting person. I mean, how long have you woken up and had these views?
Well, I'm from the South, and most Southerners have those views. You just don't voice them until somebody treads on you.
I hear you. Take care. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody for holding, but that was an amazing interview, and it was important to hear. Fred in Pennsylvania, go ahead. You're on the air, Fred.
Yeah, I would like to have Mr. Meeks call me because I came across something that just exactly hits what you're talking about, Alex, and that is that there is a acronym, SWAT, but originally it was
Special Weapons Attack Teams.
Attack teams or
not
attack
special
troops?
Weapons and tactics. Yeah, I got the founder of the first SWAT team, Daryl Gates, on video saying
right. There's a book. I have a book somewhere here by Gates, and it's an admission. And there's other books that mention that. And that. By the way,
I want to tell listeners something. I don't throw stuff in before you say it to act like I'm smart. I throw it in because I want to confirm it before you say it, so listeners out there know it's true. Man, it's kind of a neurotic thing I do. It's pretty annoying, but go ahead.
Well, I think that if he looks at the what's called SOP, Standard Operating Procedure, you have a philosophy of
Let me say it what Gates says on the TV show I taped eight years ago. We swarm them, we attack them, we dominate them to take control of the situation.
It's not a law enforcement kind of philosophy, it's an attack philosophy. And can I get back to the last guest, because I've been waiting for that during that period. I think that he has to put more than $1 million into these media buys, and I'm willing to contribute to these media buys. I think that he should combine it with the most effective media that he can use. And also, another thing, I think that the, you know, your show and all the similar shows like yours have to keep track of something that's really going to impede.
Yeah, clearly a $1 million
radio
buy.
Yeah.
Could put together an hour-long radio infomercial and air it on hundreds and hundreds of stations over and over again for that. Also, clearly, you could produce a top-rate infomercial about the New World Order and air it all over the country and then make money off of it to put it back in to expand the ads.
Right. But I think that we have to keep track of something that's a strategic
thing. Well, I'm not going to knock Mr. Walter for paying $1 million to run ads exposing 9/11.
Well, we have to keep track of something, Alex. Over in the United Kingdom, they're wiping out analog radio, and they're going to force digital radio on all subscribers.
Yes.
And I think that could have a lot of, because of the characteristics.
Sir, they're scheduled to go to digital radio in the next 3 years in the U.S. There's already over 100 stations broadcasting simultaneously in digital right now.
And it does affect the subscriber or the listener because...
It does.
You're going to have to really put up big money to have a...
That's it. Thanks for the call. Gotta go. We'll be right back with some more calls. We're on stage. Hey, folks. Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cuffed behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. Let's talk to Ron in California. Ron, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. On September 13, 2001, in the morning, I was taping, and there was a man that came out of one of the towers, just made it out. He was on a gurney, getting onto the ambulance to go to the hospital.
And he said huge bombs were going off.
He said there was some loud bangs, and then he heard some popping, and the building came down. Now, that building came down, straight down, demolition-wise, just like those buildings in Las Vegas came down.
They say they blew up Building 7.
Yeah, that was very interesting that one just came down, because that one didn't appear to have anything to do with any of it. But the plane that went into the retrofitted area of the Pentagon was very interesting, because a man sent me a tape on that, and the people that were out there in the parking lot sitting in their cars before they went to work that morning said that they saw a big plane come over their heads that went into that retrofitted area, but it made no noise. It was a drone plane, basically, is what we're all thinking, and that it was remote controlled, just like you said earlier, that those planes that went into those towers, they were remote controlled to where the pilots didn't have any control of them. And that was all fabricated stuff to bring in the age of terrorism.
Well, there's facts backing up everything you said, and it, you know, there's multiple films, books that I've put out on the subject, and many other great ones out there as well. And
well, you know, what's interesting about that man on the gurney is they only played that once on the news channels, one time only. It never came back on again. I happened to get it on tape. I sent it off to a couple guys in this country that does the same kind of work that you do, and it made their tape. And what I want to tell your listening audience out here is that, folks, you need to listen to this man, because he knows exactly what he's talking about. And he's putting his life on the line every day telling you what's happening.
Well, I appreciate the call. Take care, Ron. You know, I'll just say this. We don't screen calls. We don't control what people can call in and say and do. But I do get sick of personal attacks and diversions and distractions and people who want me to fight with other patriots and people who want me to talk bad about other people so they get mad at me when I won't talk bad about other people. Too much bad stuff is already happening. We're losing our freedoms. A police state's coming in. And all these horrible things are happening. The New World Order is upon us. This control grid is being set up. And I beg people out there to stay focused on the stuff you can prove, to stay focused on issues of real substance. I mean, I consider myself to be a real conservative, and then I'm disgusted by these phony conservatives claiming that, you know, I'm bad and I'm somehow an evil liberal because I'm not for the New World Order. And, I just love this country, and I love my family, and I see so much tyranny coming down upon us right now. And all of us have to get together and stay focused on real issues and on issues of real significance. And I want to thank everybody for their support and spreading the word about this broadcast and all the affiliates and sponsors. But, you know, I also just want to tell you to be a leader yourself, to educate people in your area on your own, to get involved. Don't count on me to do it all. I mean, I feel bad that I get hundreds of emails every day that I don't have time to respond to. I do read them, that I get all these phone calls and letters, and people get mad that I don't call you back or write you back. I just can't do it. I'm a small operation. And it's very frustrating to me that I don't even have time in this broadcast to cover all the pertinent news. That's why it's posted on PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, hopefully on your local AM or FM station, or at least on the Global Shortwave if you don't have that in your area. You listen on Global Shortwave at 3210 at night, during the day 11 to 2 at 9475. And always on the web, as I just said, you can always listen there. God bless you all. Have a good, safe weekend. Spend some time with your family. That's what it's all about. Thank God that we still have a lot of freedom in this country and that a lot of people are out there fighting and defending liberty. More great broadcasts coming up. Take care. Hello.